What sort of things just had drawers in them?
A chest of drawers, a bureau.
Is there a difference between them?
Well, now let me see. Yes, I think a real actual bureau has a little thing on top, a little built up thing on top. But that's the only thing I can tell you.
And the
drawers.
The chest drawer just has a flat top.
It just has
a
flat top, yeah.
Something you can have in your window to pull down, well, like you got there, unroller.
Shade, that's a window shade, honey.
Okay. Any other name for them? Do you ever hear people call the shades blinds or curtains?
No, well, they're used for the same thing, but a shade and a blind are different things.
Mm-hmm.
And a shade and a curtain's are different things. That's curtains over mm-hmm. the shade.
The covering on the house, the top of the house is called the
roof.
And the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Oh, you're talking about the, don't tell me. Oh, I can't think. I just can't think of it. I know what you're talking about. I know well what you're talking about. Tell me what you're talking
about. Gutters? Or
gutters, yeah. The gutters.
Are they built in or do they hang from the roof?
No, they hang. They have to be, they're not built in.
Mm-hmm. You know, on an old-fashioned house, they have a house and an L sometimes?
Yeah.
What do you call the low place where they join? You know what I mean? That low place on the roof where the
hip?
Okay.
The cape, gable? Now where they go together, that's a gable on.
What about the low point though?
Well, I guess that, I just don't know. I don't know.
You never did that?
No, I never did. What do you call it?
Did you ever hear alley or valley?
Oh, alley and valley, yeah. I've heard them two words, sure.
Have you ever heard one used to refer to the roof?
Yes, sir. My husband put on, I've never helped him put on a roof, but I'd always hand him things when he's up working on the roof. He told me yesterday, said we was gonna soon have to put a roof on this house. I said, no, you're not gonna put it on. Said he was gonna soon have to. I said, no, you're not going to. He's too old to get up that climb around. He has high blood pressure. I said, somebody else may put it, we'll have somebody else put it on.
Too hot to get up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it isn't leaking now, but he's just worried about it will. It's been up, the roof that's on there, it's been there about 12 years.
The space between the ceiling and the roof, you call that the
attic or the loft?
Is there a difference?
No, I really don't think there is.
What would you call it if it's kind of like a room up there? I mean, if it's not just a space, it's got a floor to it and all. Would you?
Well, I'd call that the attic.
Okay. And a loft is more?
Well, a loft, like I told you, I can't tell, I don't know what the difference is. Only loft, more or less, it's not fixed up, you know. It's just loft, it's just kind of unfinished attic.
The little room off the kitchen where you can store canned goods and extra dishes and things.
Well, that's the pantry or the closet.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of old worthless things like old broken down furniture that weren't any good anymore, what might you call that?
You'd call it antique or wore out furniture.
Okay. Or if it wasn't any good at all, you'd say that's nothing but
junk.
Okay.
Well, that's junk. Now, we've got lots of that too. Junk. Everything's getting to be junky.
What would you call a room that could be used to store odds and ends in?
Utility room?
What about junk room or porch?
Well, I was just fixing to say they call it utility room now, but really it's junk room would be the room for it.
Did y'all have a junk room on your house?
Oh, yes, we have several places where we had a